This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli returns home, concluding his four-day official visit to China. Prime Minister clarifies no loan agreements were signed with China during his visit. Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Paudel pledges to further enable investment-friendly environment by amending laws. Janakpur Bolts and Sudurpashchim Royals secure victory in today's NPL matches, and South Korean President Yoon faces mounting pressure to resign over his failed attempt to impose martial law. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli returned home today, completing his four-day official visit to China. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, high officials of the Government of Nepal and chiefs of the security bodies welcomed the Prime Minister at the VVIP lounge of Tribhuvan International Airport. Prime Minister Oli had left for China on the 2nd of December for the official visit at the cordial invitation of Chinese Premier Li Qiang. While in Beijing, Prime Minister Oli had a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Likewise, the Prime Minister and his Chinese counterpart held a bilateral meeting where they exchanged views on various topics of bilateral interest. Nepal and China also signed various agreements during the Prime Minister's China visit. Meanwhile, speaking at a press conference held at the VVIP lounge of Tribhuvan International Airport upon his arrival, the Prime Minister clarified that no loan agreements were signed during his China visit. The Prime Minister added that Nepal would receive only grant assistance for the agreements reached during the visit. The head of the government also viewed that his official visit to China remained successful as EU centered on matters of mutual interest of both countries and strengthened the bilateral relations. The Prime Minister further said both sides discussed various projects under the Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, and agreed to hold separate discussions and reach agreements for each project. Likewise, answering the questions of journalists, Prime Minister Oli said his official visit to India would be made at an appropriate date and necessary preparations were being made for the same. On a different note, the Prime Minister claimed that the current ruling coalition would last until the next general elections and the government would advance as per the agreements reached with the ruling Nepali Congress. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Vishnu Prasad Paudel has pledged to further enable an environment for investment even by amending the laws. Inaugurating the 9th Lumbini National Trade Fair in Bhairava today, the Finance Minister urged the business community to not be disappointed, convincing that Nepal's economy is improving. He argued that the incumbent government will address the issues of the economy, making it vibrant. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says violence against women will not be tolerated. Receiving a memorandum today handed by 26 local civil society organizations in the context of the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, Home Minister Lekhak said the government is committed to ending all forms of violence against women. According to the Home Minister, the ministry is preparing to table the integrated election bill in the upcoming session of the parliament. The bill is formulated to ensure the proportional representation as per the spirit of the constitution. CPN Maui Center has drawn a conclusion that the results the party got in local level by elections were exciting and it has prepared a basis for the party to fight alone in the coming election. Party spokesperson Agni Prasad Sapkota said a meeting of office bearers held today in Lalitpur drew the conclusion that the results that the party got from both point of views, number of seats and popular votes, were exciting. Spokesperson Sapkota shared that the by-election has given them an additional basis for greater leftist unification and reconstitution of Communist Party. Ministry of Health and Population has formed the Grievance Handling Unit under the leadership of Dr. Anup Bastola. The committee led by Dr. Bastola will have Information Technology Director Ramesh Raj Subedi, Section Officer Gauri Prasad Acharya and Ministry's Information Officer as the members. Ministry spokesperson Dr. Prakash Borathoki said that the unit was formed to handle the grievances of the stakeholders and service recipients of the ministry and line agencies. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has directed Nepal Telecommunications Authority to implement the Rural Telecommunications Development Fund RTDF after an inspection visit to Jammu-based authorities' office. Minister Gurung detected the board director and employees to mobilize the RTDF by establishing coordination with the service providers. Communication Minister Gurung also called for cooperation from all line agencies to make the campaign of Digital Nepal a grand success. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol is facing mounting pressure to resign over his failed attempt to impose martial law as Parliament moves closer to a vote on his impeachment. According to the BBC, the capital Seoul has seen a second day of street protest demanding Yoon's resignation, while police said he was being investigated for insurrection. The opposition is pushing for a vote on the motion to impeach Yoon on Saturday, even as the president's party has said that they are against it. It needs at least 8 members of Yoon's party to vote for his impeachment for the motion to pass with a 2/3 majority in the 300-seat parliament. South Korea was plunged into political turmoil late on Tuesday night when Yoon made the shock martial law declaration. He cited threats from anti-state forces and North Korea. Yoon rolled back the declaration 6 hours after MPs voted it down. French President Emmanuel Macron is addressing the nation on Thursday night, a day after Prime Minister Michel Barnier was ousted in a no-confidence vote. According to the BBC, names for a new Prime Minister were swirling before Barnier even tendered his resignation on Thursday morning, including the Defence Minister, Interior Minister and the centrist former presidential candidate. But finding a name that would not immediately be shot down by one of the large parliamentary factions could take some time, as it did in the summer when former Prime Minister Gabriel Attal stayed on as caretaker for 2 months. Now sports updates. Jonakpur Bolts secured their third consecutive win in the Nepal Premier League NPL by winning today's first match held at the Kirtipur Best Tribhuvan University Cricket Ground. Jonakpur Bolts defeated Pokhara Avengers by 7 wickets, successfully chasing down a target of 139 runs in 17.1 overs, losing 3 wickets along the way. Pokhara Avengers had posted a total of 138 runs in 20 overs by losing 7 wickets. Meanwhile, the Sudhir Paschim Royals won today's second match of the NPL against Kathmandu Gurkhas by 73 runs, chasing down the 168-run target posted by the Sudhir Paschim Royals. The Kathmandu Gurkhas was all out with 94 runs in 15.5 overs. Now, Karnali Yaks will take on Chitwan Rhino and Lumini Lions will face Pokhara Avengers on Friday, tomorrow. Now, the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Koshi province along with hilly regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli returns home, concluding his four-day official visit to China. Prime Minister clarifies no loan agreements were signed with China during his visit. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel pledges to further enable investment-friendly environment by amending laws. Janakpur Bulls and Sudhir Pashchim Royals secure victory in today's NPL matches. And South Korean President Yoon faces mounting pressure to resign over his failed attempt to impose martial law. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.